Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
And I totally disagree with Al and Jerry when it comes to, like, no buzz for this game tonight. There's 100% buzz for this game tonight. And I'm wondering, I don't know.
Is it time for a poll with Al's followers who are generally our listeners?
Yeah, I don't know whether or not this is going to be a part of the game tonight, and it may be. And if it is, it may be complete overkill, and we might be getting to that point with this one person.
Oh, with Taylor Swift.
Exactly. We haven't really talked about it, but I don't, you know. For me, I love the fact that she wants to come and she wants to go to these games and be around. And it has been exciting for the last 2 years. I just don't know whether or not the American football fan has had enough of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's... So, Nate Burleson, there was a couple of articles written about his take on it, and he went the whole, you know, get out of your mother's basement thing, like, which is like the go-to line. But, I mean, NFL football fans have been annoyed by far less than multiple shots of Taylor Swift during the game. And guess what? They're allowed to be pissed off at that if they want. And when you're sitting there and your team is losing, or your fantasy team isn't doing well, or your bet isn't doing well, and then all of a sudden there's 50 shots of Taylor Swift. Like, let's just say you bet on the Ravens tonight.
Okay, all right? Yes. So for
Nate, who doesn't get it, he played. You know, you're like, for those of us who have played. All right, Nate. For those of us who have been fans our entire life and losers and gamblers and that, let me take you through how this goes, all right?
All right.
Let's say you make a bet on the Ravens, you're feeling really confident in that, and you're winning, and it's the fourth quarter, but there's 20 seconds to go, and then they're driving down the field, the Chiefs are, and then boom, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce in the end zone. You lose your $200 bet just like that, and then boom, the camera is on Taylor Swift. You're like, get her off the screen.
You pig.
I hate her! Why?
Yes.
Fucking Kelce and Taylor Swift, and this sucks, and the NFL's rigged! That's what happens.
Yes.
So anything that's just like we are Neanderthal people, like, and the NFL,
especially when it comes to football,
right? And yes. So if you're someone who just cares about the football, cares about your bets, cares about whatever, like, you're not into that. Now, I don't blame the NFL at all for putting her up there and making a big deal of it, because they get more eyeballs on the game and you're getting a type of fan that's never been there before. But you cannot criticize NFL fans for being annoyed by it.
Because they're not always in their basement either.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to be in your basement tonight, are you?
No.
No.
I'm not. And it doesn't bother me that much. But you know what bothers me more is people like Nate saying that, like, get over it. You hate Taylor Swift, blah, 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 blah. It's not even hating Taylor Swift. Like, there's just been so many things over the years that it just feels superfluous during sports broadcast that annoy fans.
Yeah, you just want the game. You want the game. You want your team that you're betting on winning. You want your team you're rooting for to win.
Yeah.
You know, I understand.
There's very few people like Mike Fliegelman. Very few. who want to see the football game and also want to see her. Very few people. And it's just so...
I don't know. I'm kind of like one of those people.
I mean...
What?
Come on.
What do you mean?
If she's there or not, you really don't care.
Well, you gotta remember, I've been in the TV industry for, 25 years.
Right. But so you understand why, just like I understand why. Yeah, but you also understand why NFL fans have had it.
Yeah, but I don't say get out your basement. I don't say that.
Get out your basement,
bitch.
I don't say that.
I'm like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. So what? Yeah, I don't care. Okay. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't like it, I don't care.
Right.
I'm happy to see happy people.
Yeah.
And if she's happy, I'm happy.
Right.
But she's going to be happy because Kansas City's going to win, and that would make the Baltimore people unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, so the Chiefs have sort of followed the same trajectory as the Golden State Warriors, where they have a guy in Steph Curry who sort of changes the game, like Patrick Mahomes did, and they're lovable in the beginning. You can't say a bad word about them. Man, they look at this, all their homegrown guys through the draft, and it's Klay Thompson, it's Draymond Green, Steph Curry, they're winning championships, the way they play the game. And then all of a sudden, it just goes too far, and you hate their guts. And then the things that were cool are no longer cool.
So you feel like the Chiefs are on the precipice of that? Is that
No, they're there. They are there.
They're there now.
Winning the Super Bowl, they are now there.
Trying to three-peat, like, baby. Got a three-peat.
Like when Steph Curry, chewing on his mouthpiece and doing gyrations after a three was cool, and then everybody hated it. Like Draymond Green was a hard-nosed player, and then he was a dirty, horrible player. Just like Steve Kerr was a lovable coach and then turned into a guy who just was looked at as a glorified jockey of a great team. It's all happening now. So, Patrick Mahomes, it started last offseason with Patrick Mahomes on the show quarterback, where he didn't come across great. The fact that he's got the weirdo brother and the wife that nobody seems to like, that whole thing. Then you add the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. Nobody wants to deal with that anymore. The fact that they've won so much, you're sick of it. It's like it's
the commercials.
The Patriots.
The commercials.
But same thing. It's like, yeah, you just.
I don't remember the Patriots doing as many commercials.
No, they didn't do commercials.
It seems like, every time you turn something on, and good for them. I don't, that's make money. I don't care. And especially when you're successful and you continue to be successful, even though you are doing all these commercials.
Yeah.
There will be a million Patrick Mahomes commercials tonight.
Yeah. I mean, and fans are tired of it. But it's all, as you mentioned, it's all entertainment. And what makes it great is the fact that they're either going to win again or someone's going to take them down. And it's going to be a great storyline and all of that.
Not this fan.
You, yes.
I can't get enough of Patrick Mahomes.
I know. Yeah, and you're holding
This goes way back.
Holding the picture of you and Patrick before he got drafted.
Yep.
And then it's been signed since from one MVP to another.
Yeah.
So very nice. Nice. Yeah, I mean,
I was a nice kid back then, and I still think, given all of the attention that has been bestowed upon him and his family and everything else, if you ask me, I think he's actually handled it really, really well.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yep. Can't.
Is that the actual clip from Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, can't quit him. Sorry.
I wish I knew how to quit you. Did you ever watch, did you actually watch that whole movie?
No, I did not.
Neither did I.
No, I've never seen it.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So I never saw it either, but I know that was the line from that. And was it Heath Ledger, who's now passed away, and was Jake Gyllenhaal? Were those the two gay cowboys? Is that who that was in that movie? Yes, I'm getting a nod, yes.
Somebody watched it.
I didn't. I'm telling you, I didn't, but I knew it.
No, but I'm saying somebody's nodding yes.
No, I was nodding yes because I recall seeing the movie poster.
Oh, you did?
In my bedroom. No.
wasn't the movie poster something like this? Wasn't it sort of like this? They were like the two cowboys.
Yeah. I think a little closer.
What are we doing?
I'm recreating the poster.
So you got your arm around me.
We don't have the hats on, but it was sort of like this.
You just touched my ear with your ear.
Yeah, I know. I was recreating the Brokeback Mountain picture.
Okay.
The poster.
I'm just like, I just don't want your ear touching my ear.
It's sort of like the wet willies we were just talking about.
Exactly.
I don't know. Gave you ear to ear.
Right.
Little ear to ear spot. Anyway, you can't.
Look at how dark you are.
Yeah, I know. Well, compared to you, me. Yeah, yeah.
Look how big my head is.
A big head. I thought I had a big head.
You look like little Gio right now.
Oh, yeah, I know, the little... little cartoon me, yeah.
Yes. That's very close. We were just looking at the actual shot.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, he looks like little Gio there, doesn't
Nobody
he?
Say the Brokeback Mountain, the poster.
Yeah, the only difference is, Gio, your head should be on the other side of Boomer's head.
Oh, the other side?
Yeah.
All right, let me try that again.
Somebody wants to Photoshop some cowboy hats on there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yep. I knew it. Yeah. So those are the things. Maybe I'll watch that. Maybe it was 2005, long time ago.
Yes.
Did you think they put out like a silver anniversary DVD of that? Or there's no DVDs anymore. Silver anniversary?
Boomer and Gio starring in Brokeback Radio.
Oh, that's a good line.
Don't.
Yeah, no.
Only got a year and a half left.
I know, but Eddie, that was very, very funny. All right, yeah, so you can't quit Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, Lamar Jackson had an MVP season last year. He won another MVP.
Yeah, I think, you know, he won the MVP at the end of the season. It was so close between Tua, he, and Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Those are the three guys that were all right there, and Baltimore beat both Miami and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That's when he won the MVP. And rightfully so. And he beat those guys straight up. And he beat Miami in Baltimore. And he beat San Francisco out in San Francisco.
Has there been a guy in the league, in the history of the NFL, who's won multiple MVPs, but is not looked at as the best quarterback in the game? So Lamar Jackson's won two MVPs in three seasons?
Yeah.
And he's not even close to being looked at as the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah, I don't think, you know,
that's never happened before.
But he and Josh Allen are very similar in a sense that they do other things. Like, you know, they do run with the ball. They do make, you know, those secondary plays, extending plays, those kinds of things. And they're very difficult to defend because they're impossible to kind of predict.
Mm.
And those unpredictable plays, and they're explosive when they happen. Like, both he and Josh Allen are explosive football players. You know, they create so much, and that's probably why, you know, Brian Daboll tends to be a little bit frustrated with the oft-injured and much maligned Daniel Jones, because he's been around a player that was so explosive at our position that it's hard not to compare everybody that you coach from that point on to that player.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for the Ravens to get over the hump. I mean, injuries to Patrick Mahomes, injuries again to Joe Burrow. But I do think that of those good AFC teams, the one that has the most eyes on them to really perform and get themselves back into the conversation is the Cincinnati Bengals, because they lost essentially an entire year of their window when Joe Burrow got hurt last year.
Well, he's gotten hurt twice in 4 years. And, you know, when he's healthy, they go to the championship game and then ultimately did go to the Super Bowl and lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
I just think that I wonder about their defense, but that division is going to kill each other. And they're going to be, you know, and you have probably, if you think I think the Browns are going to have a top five defense. The Steelers are always going to be tough defensively, so they're going to be right there. And Baltimore's always tough defensively. And Baltimore is like the Achilles heel to the Bengals. They always give the Bengals trouble, no matter who's playing quarterback for them.
Right.
And, you know, Joe Burrow got hurt against Baltimore. And, I mean, you know, they barely beat him in the playoffs with, Tyler Huntley at quarterback?
Yeah, Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, so I just, that division is going to kill itself. I also think, like, the NFC North is going to be beating itself up, too. I really do. I mean, you got two really good teams, the Packers and the Lions.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. There's a lot of potential there, but I mean, the Lions have to come back and prove it again. The Packers need to come back and prove it again. We have no idea what Caleb Williams is, and
I know
the Vikings are the Vikings. We don't know.
I know what he is.
You can't say that definitively now. I haven't seen him play in an NFL game yet.
I said it.
You can say what? I think I know who he is, but we don't really know.
I'm just all I'm saying is that there were a number of players that I didn't hit on or missed on. But then there are a couple of those players that you just knew, like when you saw them and you met them and you watched them play in college, that they were ready to go the moment they hit the ground running. And he's one of those guys. He All is right. definitely one of those guys. He has been waiting for this moment, like, since he was 10 years old. And I felt like that Patrick Mahomes, growing up with his dad being a Major League Baseball player and being on the field.
Different personalities,
kid,
though.
I know, but as a kid, no, I think... Mm. Well, when I say personalities, like, you know, Patrick wasn't he wasn't touched by the money aspect of college football, the nil stuff.
True.
And, you know, but he grew up on a baseball field, like at the age of six, fielding, you know, fly balls from major leaguers. So he is not going to be intimidated. I kind of feel like Caleb Williams has that same personality trait where he is not going to be intimidated. You know, I don't know if he'll be as good as C.J. Stroud was last year, but I think the long-term prospects for him to be good are all there for him to be the greatest quarterback in Chicago Bear history.
Tim in LaGrange, New York. What's going on, Tim?
We're in jail. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. What's happening, Timmy?
Wondering if you guys ever heard of the reverse wet willy.
The reverse wet willy. No, I'm not familiar with that.
You stick your finger in your ear, then you throw it in someone's mouth.
Oh. That's great.
I mean, how do you, like, you gotta really not be paying attention to have your mouth open for someone to stick their finger in there, you know?
The reason that that's gross to us is because we have earpieces. And we know what's on those earpieces after we're done in the morning show.
Right? Yeah.
You gotta clean it out.
What would you rather have, the wet willy or the reverse wet willy?
I'd rather have the wet willy.
Oof, man, it's a tough one.
I don't want somebody's earwax in my mouth.
I don't want somebody's nasty spit finger in my ear.
I think wax in the mouth is worse than spit in the ear.
But you might not get wax in the mouth. Not every time you're digging in there, you're pulling out wax. However, with the
sometimes
wet willy,
sometimes you're digging the crevices of your ears. You'll get some skank and some, like, dead skin.
Sure.
You've seen that. That's why they have Q-tips.
But you could immediately use Listerine to start fresh.
Mm.
The wet finger in your ear. There's really nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. What do
Listerine,
you
need? You need the World War One mouthwash. That's right. That's the Listerine.
The tan one.
The tan
one. Oh, God, yeah. Take the skin right off your face. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back. He's got another update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. A couple of clips for tonight as we get started with the 2024 NFL season. One Andy Reid. Boy, he's had a lot of success in Kansas City. Sex, too, maybe.
Yeah.
And he is excited to get started.
I'm still curious to see.
I do.
Andy Reid still having a lot of sex?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A lot? I don't know about a lot. Still happening? Sure. He's got to be fired up after these games.
Once a month?
Every couple weeks.
Wow. Okay. Good for him if that's the case.
Would you characterize that as a lot or just normal?
Well, maybe for him. Once every couple of weeks for him, that age, how busy he is,
yeah,
I'd say that's, I think that's probably the best he can do.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it's just like an everyday thing.
I don't even know. Is he married? I don't even know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, good for them then.
Yeah, good for them. We don't know. Could have been like 2012 the last time they had sex.
No, not a chance. Nah, because you hear all the stories about the older age homes. I mean, they're busy. So I'm sure he's doing just fine. We don't need to hear from him. He's boring. Here's Lamar Jackson. No extra motivation despite losing to KC in the postseason last year.
Any game I play, and I feel like it's a revenge game, so I'm not just going to look at this game like a revenge game. Anybody we play, no matter if we beat them or lost to them previous years, I just want to win.
Just want to win. Go out and get it done. And this game in prime time kicks things off. Then, of course, tomorrow night you've got the Eagles and the Packers in Brazil. Full slate on Sunday, and then the Monday night game with the Jets and the 49ers. Last hour, we went around the dial. This hour, we play Let It Rip. Okay, and this is not about someone's ass. This is Let It Rip, meaning everybody's very comfortable with the way they talk these days.
Yes.
Doesn't seem fair. So I take you first to the Nightcap podcast with Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp. Chad was talking about relationships. I believe his girlfriend or wife was right next to him.
You know how you look at Instagrams, you look at Twitter, you look at just pictures in general when it comes to couples. You ever notice how they always show you the good? Everybody's always smiling. They don't never tell you about the mother ups and the mother downs. She make me mad. And
so, yeah, let it rip. Just say what you got to say. And then on the New Heights podcast, there's the Kelsey brothers. Jason apparently lying to his kids about he doesn't want a family cat. They want one. So how is he avoiding that?
I just keep telling our girls that cats are poisonous.
Why the f*** would you tell them that?
So that they don't want cats and I don't have to deal with having a cat and make them terrified
That's
of them.
That's sick.
It's whatever. They'll find out. I think lying to your kids is important.
They're going to go over a friend's house and f***ing scream bloody murder because they see a cat.
Maybe. That is possible. The cat's poisonous. Too bad no one told you dogs were poisonous.
And why is he so anti-cat?
I only had the 20-second clip. Don't know.
He's like, I don't want to deal with having a cat, but like cats are so independent.
They are.
You know, you don't have to worry about it.
Dog guy.
That's what I was until a cat was propped on our doorstep, and now we've been cat people ever since because they're easy. So easy. Look at that.
You own the litter box.
Well, that is true.
They don't bother you.
That is true. Wanted to be on TV.
He was on TV. He's still with us, too.
That's great.
9 years old now, yes. Then there's Devontae Adams. So I guess DeSean Jackson has, I know a lot of people have said this, but I guess DeSean Jackson has says that Adams wants out of Vegas. So here is Adams responding to that.
I never had a conversation with him ever, and I put that on my kids. I've never spoken to him about anything. The only person I really talk to about my feelings in general is my wife, probably. And she ain't out there leaking anything and dropping stuff like that in the media. So, once again, whatever you see, if it ain't from the horse's mouth, it's probably bull.
Yeah, probably so. And then he said, you guys, meaning the reporters, should know I'm actually happy here.
And I don't think that y'all stand in front of me getting the vibe that I want to leave this place. And if you do, then you're just feeding into the bull that they feeding y'all out there. And that's not reality.
I'll tell you what is reality is his contractual situation and where the Raiders are going and his age. So those are all the things that, you know, you could say whether he's happy or he's not happy. I mean, the reality of it is they're not going anywhere. He's a great Hall of Fame player. Most great Hall of Fame players like Randy Moss and Jerry Rice want to play on teams that can win late in their career.
Yeah, I mean, and he's also a guy who's a professional who's not going to rock the boat, and he said he's not going to talk to anybody.
I told you that. He would never say anything publicly.
And the Raiders might trade him when he doesn't want to be traded, too. I mean, they'd be like, there's no point in us keeping you. We stink.
Yep.
We're paying you too much money, and it's ridiculous.
Right, and they're in the middle of a rebuild. And they can, you know, they do have an asset that people will give them something for, and something good, maybe a second or a third round draft pick. But then whoever the acquiring team is will have to deal with this contractual situation, which leads me to believe that the Raiders are not going to want to pay him $36 million next year.
A lot of money for a team that might not win. That is true. So, all right, so those are guys letting it rip, just flying by the seat of their pants. Then I bring you the cringeworthy social media announcement from one Bill Belichick.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to, because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
What's been around longer, Twitter or his girlfriend?
That's a good question. Actually, it's X.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
His girlfriend, but not by much.
Yeah. I think it might be closer than you even think.
It might be.
Twitter 2006. Which would make Twitter, what, 18 years old?
And yeah. She's, what, 23?
24, 23, 24.
Mm-hmm. So it's close.
She was born in 2000. He hadn't won a Super Bowl yet.
How about that?
As a head coach.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, hey, good for him. Yeah. How many times a week
hey,
for him?
Good for you.
Oh, God. How many times a day, probably?
All right, let's get to the Yankees and Rangers last night in Texas. More of the same for the Bombers, and not in a good way.
Swing of the liner deep down the left field line. Verdugo going to chase. It drops in. It's a fair territory. And Verdugo will play it off the carom in the corner. Two-run score. Over to third goes low as Smith and Lankford both touch home. Garcia busts it open even more with a two-run double. And it's now 7-2 Texas.
Oh, yeah!
Justin Shackle on the fan. They would go up 10-2, wind up winning 10-6 over the Bombers. You got a late grand slam from Trent Grisham, and the Yankees made a little bit of a comeback, but it would fall short. Adolis Garcia, two-run double that you heard there. He drove in three. Wyatt Langford, the grand slam the night before, 3-for-4, RBI single, RBI double, 3 runs scored. Here's Aaron Judge. You guys are 40-41 over your last 81 games.
I got nothing on that. You know, I'm worried about this next game and what we got to do. This team's got a lot of fight. We got a lot of good players in here. It's just about us going out and doing it. That's what it comes down to. So, like I said, just keep trusting each other, and you know, this is going to go our way.
One thing that did come up in the fifth inning of this game, Alex Verdugo hit a ground ball, and he is clearly loafing to first base, to where even Michael Kay on Yes is like, is he injured? Because he's not running. So, again, you don't like Boone, but he was asked about it afterwards, and here was his defense for it.
He's okay. I mean, he's beat up, and I mean, he's playing his ass off, and he picks his spots to where, I mean, you see him beat out when he needs to. He beats out the force play the other night.
Yeah, okay. When he needs
humming
to.
Exactly. Man, so, when was that? When did Brandon do that? That had to be back in May or June.
Well, it was before John retired, because they were talking about a home run call.
Yeah, so it was probably April.
Probably April. Oof. When John was, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's nothing wrong with him and this is what he's doing. Then again, you know, it's the whole Gleyber Torres thing all over again, and it goes right back to the manager.
Yeah, right? A lot of Yankee fans want to see him for
You're right about that. Where's Jason Dominguez? That's what they keep saying. Time now for the Yankees' thriving player of the game, and it is indeed Trent Grisham.
And Anderson's pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep down the right field line. Jankowski looking up, and this one is gone. It's a grand slam for Trent Grisham.
And that grand slam makes him our player of the game, brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Visit ThriveWell.com. Yankees are off today. They will, right now, they're a half game behind Baltimore for first place. Orioles did lose to the White Sox 8-1. Chicago snapping that 11-game losing streak.
Let me ask you this question
streak.
About the Yankees, honestly. I mean, what do they got, 22 games left, 23 games left, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. They are, yeah.
all right, your Brian Cashman is, I mean, is if you make it, let's say you DFA DJ LeMahieu and Verdugo, and you bring up Dominguez, and are you sending a message to your veteran players in a positive light, or are you putting everybody on blast saying, look, man, we got to do something right now, and this is what I'm doing? Is that panicking? What is that going to be seen as?
Well, it's going to be seen as it's not working, and we got to try something else if we want to win. I mean, don't you think that the guys on this team understand the realities of this business and this league by now? Not performing, you're out. Someone else gets a shot.
I think, you know, kind of David Stern's been doing that
all season long, and it started very early on.
But now we're talking about players that have been here. Well, not Verdugo, but in the case of DJ LeMahieu, who's obviously cooked.
Yeah,
I mean,
and has been good since he's been here, but he is done.
But he's really the last year and a half he hasn't done anything.
Yep.
And I feel bad because everybody likes him. I don't think anybody thinks he's a non-hustler. I don't think anybody thinks that he's a dog in the clubhouse. I think everybody likes him and respects him. But my point is that when is it enough where you're seeing the same thing over and over and over again, and you got to do something? You've got to do something.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Let's say he does that. Let's say he gets rid of both of those guys, brings up Dominguez. How is it seen in the clubhouse by the veteran players?
I think it's a kick in the ass. Let's go. No other way to look at it.
All right. Well, I mean, because they can't keep doing this.
Very mediocre.
Because I don't think you can just kick it into gear either, by the way. I mean, you know, you have to somehow get something going here.
And Marcus Stroman was awful last night.
You can't just flip the switch.
Well, the Mets have won 7 straight.
Yeah.
Culture change.
They beat the Red Sox 8-3. Jesse Winker, a first inning grand slam. The Mets have won not only 7 in a row, but 8 of 9. They will play the Reds starting tomorrow. They stay a half game behind Atlanta. Braves beat the Rockies 5-2. Also of note, the Cubs shut out the Pirates 12-0. Turned out to be a combined no-hitter for Shota Imanaga, who went 7. Nate Pearson and Porter Hodge close it out. And they had, I think it was 19 hits in that game, did Chicago. The Giants give third baseman Matt Chapman a 6-year extension worth $151 million. You had Jessica Pegula advance into the U.S. Open semifinals with a straight set win last night over the top seed Iga Swiatek. And the Indiana Fever beat the Sparks. Caitlin Clark, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, becomes the fastest player in league history to reach 100 three-pointers in a season.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Do you know this song? Could you sing right now, boys?
When you're here, when you are, I can show you what you want to see. I like you what you want to be.
You know this one?
These were all the Outgroup's 90s hits.
No, this is not 90s.
Oh, is this 2000s?
No.
Recent.
I think this is new, yeah.
This is new, I don't know.
Every once in a while, I squeeze a new one in there.
Oh, yeah, watch out. So, I remember this. You might not remember this.
All right.
But I'm going to bring you back to COVID times. And the match. Remember the match where you had Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson against Peyton Manning and who was it? I don't even remember. Tiger Woods? I don't even remember who it was. Who was that? But it doesn't matter. You had Tom Brady and Peyton Manning with two very famous golfers.
And you were asking me, are you going to watch it?
And I was like, I'm going to watch it.
And I said, no.
And they said, hell no, I don't want to watch that crap.
I don't.
I don't watch this bull crap.
Right.
So I said, really? And he said, you know what I'd see? You know what I'd watch? I'd watch, like, Brooks. And this was the time that Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau really hated each other. They were both on the PGA Tour. Liv wasn't a thing. He's like, I'd like to see those two guys go head-to-head. That's what I'd like to see, the two of them. Well, fast forward to yesterday, and we've got something like that.
Uh-oh.
So now we've got PGA stars Rory and McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler against Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, who are now live guys playing together when they used to hate each other's guts, they still might.
So is this the first foray into the two entities coming together?
It seems to be.
And by the way, it's just more money for them, by the way. This is something that Phil Mickelson for years has been trying to promote, these silly little things like this so these guys can get paid more money.
That is correct, but they're going to need to figure out something. Obviously, with Liv sucking the PGA Tour dry at this point and having more resources and all these other things that they've got.
You know what, Liv has Bryson DeChambeau, but they don't have Scottie Scheffler.
They don't?
Yeah, they don't have Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, they don't have... Yeah.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah.
Colin Morikawa. I mean, there's still a lot of great golfers on the PGA Tour, and I got to tell you, I found the final, you know, three or four of the tournaments for the PGA. I thought they were great.
Yeah. Loved them. No, me too. I was into it, and the Tour Championship, and Scotty had that hosel shank out of the bunker and then just came back and birdied three straight holes right after.
Exactly.
That.
And what I loved also, too, was you know, the golf course, the East Lake, and how they redid it. And then, you know, they're talking about it and how it was going to be more difficult. And you know, I don't necessarily know that it did turn out to be more difficult. But all I do know is that, you know, Scotty Scheffler had one of the greatest seasons ever in PGA Tour history.
So it's Rory and Scotty against Bryson and Brooks in a made-for-TV match in Las Vegas in mid-December. You're shaking your head no. Now,
I do not care. I'll be watching football. I'll be watching college football, pro football. Hockey will be going.
But hold on a second.
I don't care.
Well, why not? You don't want to see the best in the world go out?
I'd rather see, like, Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube channel. I'd rather see those guys do that kind of stuff because, you know, it gets other people involved. I mean, these guys are doing this for money, man.
So what? Aren't every pro athlete doing it for money?
Yeah, but this is different. This is an exhibition. What are they winning? They're not winning the Masters. They're not winning the U.S. Open. They're not winning the Open Championship.
Well, those things still exist.
Four guys getting together, getting paid more money to show off their golf skills. Great.
Yeah, but they're But there's a storyline in here. A couple of storylines.
Versus PGA?
No, yeah, right. Well, Rory, who's talked so much crap about Liv for the longest time.
He's backed off all of that stuff.
Yeah,
now.
But still, I mean, you've got that. And Scotty and Bryson have not. So those two guys, along with Xander, were the guys who played the best this year. So those two guys have not gone against each other. Now you get to see them go against each other.
You know, it's like watching NFL football players play flag football. You know, I'm not interested. I want to see them play real
football.
But it's
not like that because this is it. These guys are still playing the same game.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I'm not interested. I'm just not.
You're always for the athlete making more money unless it comes to this.
I think it's a made for TV event. You know,
so you're a TV guy. You're an entertainment guy. What's the problem with that?
I don't. Stop fighting me on this. If you
because you don't have a good argument.
I just don't want to watch it.
You don't have a good argument.
It's not interesting to me.
Okay.
All right, it's not.
But I'm surprised.
Why?
Because you love golf. These guys are the best in the world.
Yep.
What's the harm in this?
I didn't say there's any harm in it.
Like, you're like really against it.
I just don't care.
But for a guy who is you're into golf.
I love these guys. Love it.
What makes you not like? I understand, you know, like Al, were, like, I don't care.
If you were to tell me they were going out to Sand Valley and play the Lido replica course, and they were going to play it there, I would be interested because I'd like to see the course on TV.
I mean, played that course.
But where are they playing? Are they playing Shadow Creek? Where are they playing out there? Summit Club? What are they doing?
If it was Summit Club, would you watch?
I may because I played the golf. Well, I played Shadow Creek too. So, but.
We're getting closer and closer.
Yeah, but I'm really not.
You're a
interested.
Guy who watches some real wacky sports stuff, but you won't watch this.
What wacky sports stuff do
Oilers,
I watch?
Oilers Canucks in the middle of the night.
That's college football games. Those are guys going after each other.
Okay,
that's college football, a game in which I played. And if you don't play at a major school,
WNBA,
Caitlin Clark.
Okay. But you watched a game that didn't involve her recently, too. I was like, you weren't even watching. You watched, like, the Liberty and the Sparks or something.
CFL football?
I don't really watch CFL football as much.
See, it's fine if you're not into it. And you're like, I probably wouldn't watch that, but you're, like, angry about this one.
By the way, sometimes we'll have CFL football on CBS Sports Network, and I'll be perusing for something to watch.
Friday night.
I'll come across that, and I'll watch it. But, you know, tomorrow night... You know, we got the Mets back in action.
And the Brazil game.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, Canadian League football's, you know.
I will definitely tape that along with the three college football games that are tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's into it.
I know
he sticks by it.
And I love it, but I'm just not into it. I mean, I don't dislike any of those guys. You know, I love Brooks Koepka. You know,
like, I could totally understand with you being like, you know, I don't know, I probably wouldn't watch that one. Like, I could see why they're doing it, but probably you're like, no way, no how. This is just a money grab for these guys. More money, all this. Saudi Arabia, F you.
I'm like, what?
Like, it's surprising to me that you're like that against it. That's the thing that's interesting. If you're not interested, you're not interested. But you're like, really, yeah. you hate this.
Yeah, remember, they all want to grow the game. How do they want to grow the game?
Sounds a little jealous to me, I think, that these guys, for whatever reason, you love when all the athletes make money. When the golfers make money, you get pissed off.
I don't get pissed off.
Sounds like it.
This
is just a way to make more money.
It is for them. For me, I don't really
care.
Did
you say that about the Brazil game?
You know, I'd
just a way for the NFL to make more money.
But the NFL players are going out there risking their lives every time they step on the field. That's a real game. That's not an exhibition game down there
in
San Paolo.
It's a choice they made.
They're actually taking their lives in their own hands. Just going there, right. I guess, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I
don't know. I'm just not interested in it, all right? Just let me alone. Leave me alone.
I'm just trying to get to the core of why it makes you angry.
It doesn't make me angry. I am just not interested.
You're vehemently. You are against this vehemently.
What I am really into is Bethpage Black Ryder Cup 2025. That's what I can't wait for. You know why? Because that's too. Real competition, real fans out there. Mm-hmm. These guys playing for, you know, for the United States and trying to win
I can't
the
Ryder
wait.
Cup. That's a whole
that's
different
what
level.
I want.
Right.
Now,
but
you told me you had a Ryder, like, if you did a Ryder Cup live versus PGA Tour, that would be something.
What's the difference?
What do you mean?
What? But the older things
more,
that you said.
You'd have more guys in there and PGA Tour.
But all the things you were against are still the same. It's just another, it's an exhibition. It's another way for guys to make
an
money.
Exhibition. That wouldn't be. That would be real hardcore competition because the guys that left want to prove to the guys that stay that they still are better than them.
But it'd still be an exhibition. It's not the Masters, not the U.S. Open, it's not the PGA, all the things that you said.
But I said if you made it into a Ryder Cup format with more players, it'd be a different story.
Paint yourself in a corner with that one.
This is four guys making more money in an exhibition. Great. Enjoy.
So if it was 10 guys making more money in an exhibition, it'd be okay?
It wouldn't be an exhibition. It would be an actual real competition.
But what's the difference?
Like, you'd have
just because there'd be more guys is a real competition, too.
Yeah. Why are you arguing with me?
Because it's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.